Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a really evocative piece of writing.
Yeah, it's a poem, right? A badass giant fielding machine.
Exactly. By Rob Sienna, writing as B. Plain Wilder, copyrighted 2025. It's a tribute to Brandon Crawford, the baseball player. Specifically, his fielding.
Incredible fielder.
Right. So our mission today isn't just to, read the poem, but to really unpack how the language works, how these vivid images help us feel his skill, maybe more than just stats could.
Absolutely. And the title alone does a lot of work, doesn't it? A badass giant fielding machine.
It really does. Machine gives you that efficiency, that consistency.
Almost robotic perfection. But then, badass, that throws in this whole other layer.
Yeah, like type of style, flair. Something impressive, captivating.
Exactly. It sets up this great tension right from the start.
So let's jump into the first few lines. Amazing like no other his missile launcher reach. That's quite an opening.
It is. Like no other, straight away it's saying he's unique. And missile launcher reach, I mean, that's not subtle.
No, it gives you this immediate picture of just incredible range. Like he can get to anything. What's the effect of starting with such hyperbole, you think?
Well, it kind of frames him as almost mythical from the get-go. It's not just good reach, it's this weaponized, extraordinary reach. It taps into how fans might see those unbelievable plays, perhaps.
Yeah, like trying to put words to something that looks almost impossible.
Precisely.
Then it moves to his glove, snagging right. Torrential lightning bolt-like liners. Wow.
Yeah, torrential and lightning bolt. Those words are intense for describing batted balls.
They really are. What does comparing a line drive to a lightning bolt, what does that do for how we imagine the play?
It emphasizes the sheer speed, the suddenness, the danger even. These aren't just routine grounders.
Right. And torrential suggests it's relentless, like he's facing this constant storm of hard-hit
And
balls.
he's just snagging them. There's almost a casualness implied in that word, despite the intensity, like it's a routine for him.
Which leads nicely into the next part. Unbelievable snatches he'll make impossible catches.
It keeps building on that idea. And not just difficult, but impossible.
Why focus so much on the impossible, do you think? Is it just drama or something more?
I think it's about capturing that feeling of awe. Sports fans love those moments that defy logic, you know? The plays you talk about for years. This leans right into that. It's building his legend.
I really like this next line. Any diamond sparkles brighter when he trods upon it. That feels different, more poetic, maybe.
It definitely shifts the tone slightly. It suggests his impact isn't purely defensive, stopping runs and getting outs.
Right, it's like his presence actually elevates the game itself, makes it more beautiful or exciting to watch.
Exactly. An aesthetic contribution almost. His skill makes the whole spectacle better.
Okay, so then the focus shifts to his throwing arm.
Yeah, it says his firing arm's bazooka fast.
So we had missile launcher reach, now a bazooka arm. Consistent military-grade weaponry imagery here.
Huh, yeah. It underlines the power again, doesn't it? The sheer velocity on his throws across the infield.
And then it connects that to the hitters. Even the splashiest buzzsaw batters erased in a flash.
Which is key. It shows his defense neutralizing potent offense. Buzzsaw batters, another great image for tough hitters.
And he just erases them
Yeah.
like they were never there. It emphasizes his total defensive impact.
Taking away hits, making outs, controlling the game.
The visual comparisons keep coming. This one's fantastic. He will snare crazy blinding drives like a gymnast soaring into sky.
Oh, I love that one. Gymnast soaring into sky.
It brings in grace, right? Athleticism, but also beauty and maybe seeming effortlessness.
Totally. It contrasts with the sort of violent imagery of bazookas and lightning bolts. It shows another dimension, the fluidity, the body control. It's not just brute force, it's high art.
And then it calls him an electrifying player, which sums up that feeling.
Yeah, good summary word for all those comparisons.
Then there's a really interesting comparison, placing him in a space with Mays, Wagner, and DiMaggio.
Now that's interesting company. Mays, DiMaggio, legendary outfielders. Wagner, obviously the iconic shortstop.
So putting Crawford, known primarily for his shortstop defense in this poem, alongside these all-time greats, what's the poem saying there?
It feels like the poet is arguing that his defensive mastery is so profound, so impactful, that it elevates him to that same tier of baseball royalty, even if their fame came from different aspects of the game.
Like saying his fielding is his Hall of Fame case, comparable to their overall greatness.
Sort of, yeah. It's a bold statement about the value and significance of elite defense.
And then it brings in the fans. Fans in stands gleeful, shrieking, "This guy, great to see."
Right, it grounds it back in the spectator experience, the sheer joy and excitement he created.
It reminds us that amazing defense is entertainment. It's not just preventing runs, it's thrilling to watch.
Absolutely. People react viscerally to those kinds of plays.
And the poem ends, circling back, "A badass giant fielding machine."
Bringing it all together, the skill, the style, the impact.
So really, this deep dive shows how, using these wild metaphors, missiles, lightning, bazookas, gymnasts, the poem gets across the feeling of watching Crawford play in a way stats might
It
not.
captures the artistry, the spectacle of it.
Makes you think, doesn't it? We tend to celebrate home runs and strikeouts, maybe, but this reminds us of the sheer beauty and impact of defensive brilliance.
Yeah.
What other players, maybe in other sports even, known for their defense, deserve this kind of poetic treatment? Who else makes the game sparkle just by being on the field?
That's a great question to chew on. Lots of possibilities there.